Oh, I'm very retarded today. I'm sorry. I.
Welcome to the Warhounds Podcast. In today's episode, we'll be talking about our feelings on retailer-specific pre-order DLC or deals. I'm joined by a sniffy-sniffy cough-cough YOLO Yeche.
That's not funny.
There we go. Our even more fervent faction server Minecraft pusher Tubbsy.
What's going on?
Our still can't stop talking about the game that shall not be named, Leadhead.
Isn't it pronounced, what's it called?
I don't know. Okay.
I'm confused. Oh,
and me. What?
It's Minecraft Punisher. That's what I was trying to think of.
Minecraft Punisher, yes. And me, the guy who won't buy a game without a prize inside. What the flux? The Warhounds is a gaming guild founded on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have been known to jump on the PC from time to time. If you like what you hear or like to join us, visit www.warhounds.net, register, and apply. We don't care how well you play, but how well you play with others. With that, we'll once again pass it off to our content manager, Leadhead. Take it away, dude.
I was unaware that we were a gaming guild.
Gaming community, gaming guild,
just
gaming clan.
Clan
gets, just don't call it a clan.
Yeah,
it gets Flux's butt hairs in a.
Yeah, it's. And I've got a lot of butt hairs, let me tell you.
Butthead wants to know if they're gray.
Yes. Yeah, no, actually, I'm a ginger, so they're red. So you have the whole thing.
Why are you sharing this with us?
I just say dinner, man. Come on.
This is even worse than when I posted that picture of the squid girls. That's even worse.
No, nothing will ever be worse than the squid girls.
Wait, I want to see this.
Well, you're just sharing. Never mind. Anyways,
I've never seen a squid girl.
Oh my god.
It's on last week's podcast. By the way, I would like to point out before we go anywhere, this is our 10th one. 10th. We
Yay.
Are in double digits, y'all.
Damn.
10th one.
Really
yep.
good.
Yep.
A couple days ago, we peaked at 7 in video games on Podomatic, which is great. It's fantastic. And you know, we owe it to you guys for taking the time out to listen and download our podcast. So we definitely appreciate that. It's been It's awesome to see that this is something we enjoy doing. And it's just... It's done so much better than I think any of us had really thought it would. And we just hope to keep getting better and better and bringing you guys quality content.
Yeah. And with that.
Yeah, I was very happy. Tubbsy, I'm assuming you're the one who uploaded the Warhounds podcast episodes to the YouTube page. Am I correct to assume?
No, that's actually Flux. It's doing
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. All right. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they will be... Yeah, the ones on YouTube will be a couple of weeks behind, or at least two episodes behind. So
yeah,
it's like an archive. So,
Well, with that and with all the dilly dally we've been doing, as Flux mentioned, we are going to be discussing issues. At least I find issues with pre-order DLC from specific retailers. An example is when Gears of War 3 was launched. If you pre-ordered from Amazon, you got the Savage Cantus. If you pre-ordered from GameStop, you got Commando Dom. If you pre-ordered from Best Buy, you got, who was it? Mechanic Bear, I think, Best Buy?
Yeah,
and,
I think it was Mechanic
Walmart
Bear.
Was Have a Grenadier Elite. And this isn't, like a major thing, because your character doesn't determine how well you function in the game, in the match. But for games like... I am going to mention it. Darksiders 2, which has a huge offense. It's such an offensive way of doing that. And even though I didn't get the game, Batman Arkham City was also pretty bad with that, if I'm not mistaken. But
it was a different type of deal. It didn't have separate DLC. It just had the Catwoman DLC, which kind of falls into the category of online passes.
Yeah.
If you didn't buy the game brand new, you had to get the Catwoman section of the game, you had to pay 800 points to get that part of the game, and it's actually part of the game. And
it's part of the storyline.
Yeah, it's part of the storyline, so.
Yeah.
It's not Gears is I would say was probably the worst offender of this. Just they had each one coming from different retailers. And I'm wondering if it's like a way to track these pre-orders, because they really want to know, you know, how many they're getting and probably where they're coming from. Information they want to know about.
Yeah. My thing, I don't really so much have a problem with the Gears of War thing, because that was purely cosmetic.
Yeah.
That didn't bother me. But when you have retail-specific content, Darksiders is one of them. You pre-order from GameStop, and you got that extra little bit of was it GameStop specific?
Yeah. If you pre-order from GameStop, I'll run over them real quick. If you pre-order from GameStop, you got the Death Rides pack, which gave you extra side quests in the Forge Lands and the Kingdom of the Dead. If you pre-ordered from Best Buy, you got the Angel of Death armor pack. If you pre-ordered from if you pre-ordered from Amazon, you got a Deadly Despair pack, which gave Death's Horse more dashes, more boosts. And if you pre-ordered from Shop THQ, you got the Season Pass, which will include all the story-based DLC expansions, and it includes an exclusive armor set. So it's like, all right, like when this first came out, I was like, okay, do I want extra side quests or do I want the Angel of Death armor, which is a very good piece of armor set in the game. And I'm really glad that I did get my hands on a code. But I'm like, when I was first deciding where to get the game, I'm like, because I'll go to GameStop for all my retail games. I won't shop on Amazon. Unless it's a game that came out already and I can get it cheaper versus going out to a store. But like, I'll go to GameStop to get my game. So I'm like, okay, you know, do I want to go to Best Buy instead this time to get this armor pack, or do I go to get the Death Rides? I just so happened to get the Death Rides, and I did also get my hands on an Angel of Death pack too. But I'm just like, you know, it's like there's no clear choice. Like Damon Hatfield from like IGN, he actually made a video about this. He explained that, you know, like Hollywood wouldn't do this like this. Like if you go see like this particular movie, it could be any movie, any specific theater, like. Maybe there's gonna be like an extra 10 minutes of footage, or maybe the main character will wear like a different hat or something. You know, it's just a stupid. I don't even know. I guess what it's supposed to do is like kind of, incentivize people, which is what they're for. Pre-order incentives to incentivize people. If I pronounce that right, to go and get this game at other retailers, and well, I think it's ridiculous. But I'll hand it off to whoever wants to pick that up.
I got Commando Dimes, so he's the best one out of them all, so I'm happy with it. It don't matter to me.
I can't confirm or deny this in any way at all, but it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of that stuff isn't some sort of... I mean, I'm sure that the studios and the distributors get some sort of kickback from the retailers for having these particular, you know, incentives.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is they're, you know, getting paid by the retailers to... You know, they want to host this content on there, and they'll think that'll drive up sales, and that's what's... I'm sure that's part of it.
It probably is. But like I said, if it's purely cosmetic, I really don't care how they do it. If it's something that doesn't really add to the game, and I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit later, because to me, one of the biggest... one of the most guilty as far as, like, pre-game, pre-order DLC, or at least in this case is a little... bit different was Mass Effect 3 just by far had the most screwed up way of doing day one pre-launch pre-order DLC. I don't know if you guys know about that.
No.
It's not really totally the same thing, but in a way it kind of is. It's not really pre-order, but it was launch day, which is to me kind of the same thing in a sense. You know, you guys know that if you played Mass Effect 3, well, Tubbs, he didn't play it, but if you played Mass Effect 1 and 2, they were talking about the Protheans and them being the ones who came up with the Citadel, and it was just a very, very big part. What?
Oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. That's Yeche. He's making all kinds of noise in the background. Anyway, that's really... Oh, we lost him. Okay. Anyway...
We'll try and get it back, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, it's kind of off on the side about the DLC thing, but... or pre-order type things. But if you... You played the first two games, and they were just... It was Prothean this, and Prothean that, and Prothean, Prothean, Prothean. And then at the last on Mass Effect 3, if you didn't buy the collector's edition, there was day one DLC to have a Prothean in the game. But you had to have either one. If you had the collector's edition, you got that DLC with it. If not, you had to pay like $10 extra to get a character, which like any true diehard Mass Effect player is going to want to play. So they put this DLC out there as a way of either one, squeezing an extra $10 out of people, or two, getting them to buy the collector's edition, which must have worked because the collector's editions sold out insanely fast. So I think that's kind of a, you know, a bullshit move to have something like that, you know, sort of to kind of enticing people like that is kind of crap.
Well, I just want to have the same all across the board.
Right, and you can't do that when you have things like, you know, what Led was talking about.
Just be able to download it later.
And that would
be the, you know, if you really want it that bad, I mean, why not charge the little extra if people really want, like, the characters on Gears? Like, man, you go on those Epic forums and people were just begging for them.
Well, like I said, the cosmetic stuff doesn't, like I said, doesn't bother me. It's cosmetic. It has no effect on the game at all. But when you have games like Darksiders, where people who got their game at a certain place are going to miss out on content simply because they didn't order it at the right store or whatever, it's kind of lose-lose. You don't get everything, or you're forced to go to a, you may be forced to go to a store you don't particularly care for. I know a lot of people don't like GameStop. I personally have a problem with it, but
yeah, I ordered Borderlands 2 from GameStop because everybody else had the same DLC except GameStop had a little extra, and it was that, like, horde mode. Mm-hmm. So I ordered it from GameStop. That was, like, the first game I bought, ordered from GameStop. I bought other games in store, but this one I actually pre-ordered online. And that's the first time just because of that DLC.
Yeah. Well, just to comment real quick on what Led said, I don't order from Amazon, not because I don't like Amazon, but I have this delayed gratification problem. And trying to wait for something in the mail would freaking kill me. I couldn't do it. I'd go insane.
I do because of my personal disability problems, and it's hard for me to get to a store to go and pick it up. So I end up just ordering it online. It's very helpful for me. So, and I do order quite a bit of stuff from Amazon because of that reason. And that's usually where I go, but GameStop was where I went for Borderlands 2 because I wanted that little bit extra DLC. I didn't want to miss out on it.
Right.
And as far as I know, like shortly after I had pre-ordered it, that I think they were almost out shortly after I ran out of them. Borderlands 2 had huge success with the pre-order, probably one of the best so far. And, you know, GameStop, with that extra content, they sold right out of them so fast. But, I don't think that's fair to other people that they don't get a section of the game just because they didn't buy it from someplace. I really don't think it's fair. And GameStop has paid quite a bit to Gearbox to actually be able to host that little bit extra in their stores and online to have that exclusiveness.
Yeah, well, I think that Yetche could probably chime in on this one since this is kind of his thing. But, you know, I will say this, is in most cases, I can't think of a single case, actually, outside of cosmetic stuff, character skins and shit like that. At least one thing I will say on the bright side is at least all of that extra content is normally single player related.
And that's why it don't bother me, because I don't care about single player games. So, you know, it's all cool with me.
Did Call of Duty do anything like that? I don't know, because I haven't played it.
No. It wouldn't, because you know what? You want to know why Call of Duty's cool? Because it's mainly multiplayer. It's all about the multiplayer. None of that silly dilly single player stuff.
Well, don't they have that Call of Duty Elite thing where you can get like maps before everybody else or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I was just pre-ordering the DLC.
I think you have some extra features. It's got a monthly fee to it, doesn't it?
No. You pay for it once.
Yeah, pay $50 one time and you get it.
Okay.
Damn straight. You want to know why? Because they coolio. They coolio. They chill. I like these guys from Infinity War.
You know, Black Ops 2 interests me. But, you know, there was something that was interesting. And I don't know if we should be talking about this or not, but there was something that with, I don't know if you guys have seen the latest details on Black Ops 2, but you're going to have the ability to stream your game while you're playing.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's interesting. And that's coming with the game.
Yeah, I saw that. Still ain't buying it.
Ability to stream, yeah. I'm nifty.
I will buy 3 copies just because of that.
Just to stream.
You'll borrow 3 copies.
I'll borrow 2 and buy 1.
Yeah, still not buying it. I don't do Call of Duty. As cool as that is, that's really cool. But at the same time, you know, the problem with having where everybody can stream is now it's now you're gonna have to wade through all the garbage to get to the quality.
Well, you're gonna have the people that have already been doing it, you know, that have established an audience that have, they know how to make quality products.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, and you have to have a little bit more technical know-how to stream right now as it is. So these people are going to know how to do that stuff as opposed to people that you're just going to be like, oh, okay, well, I can stream. So just hit this button to stream. It's just not going to be nearly as good of content as the people that have been doing it for a while.
Anybody see the internet crashing? I do.
I do not.
Internet crashing. What do you mean?
As many copies and everybody just starts streaming immediately. I see whatever server they have using that just go into absolute shit really fast.
Yeah.
So much influx of just...
You said flux.
Move to Kansas City.
I want to stream myself spinning in circles. I'll be the longest spinning in circles stream to date. I'll rubber band my controller.
Looking at Flux's butt hairs.
And we're back to that.
Ginger snaps.
Okay, anything else? Can we think of any other offenders on this?
Day one.
Currently.
I love Call of Duty so much, it owns Battlefield and Gears of War.
Let's see. What other games?
That is a blatant lie.
Now, how sick are you again? I just wanted to double check.
They are marketing geniuses to be able to repackage the same game for 10 years.
Oh, absolutely. I admire them. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head as far as any games that are severely guilty. I mean, Mass Effect was a big one for me, completely kind of sort of different. But I will say, I can't say this, that GameStop is by far the biggest contributor to this, pre-order bonuses. They've definitely got the handle on it.
It's a primary video game outlet, so people just thought, you know, oh, I'm going to go get a video game at GameStop just because it's primarily has accessories and components and games, and now they have the stupid arcade redeem tickets there, like for Minecraft. Like, you can go there and buy Minecraft and just go home with a redeem code, and that's whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. But that's all I can think of.
You know, we don't, I think it's pretty much the general consensus. We don't really care for it, but I just don't see it going away. I think this is going to be something that's going to get even bigger and bigger.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it as long as it's not content, actual, you know, storyline content related. That's when I think it crosses the line. The content should be released to everybody. If you want to have a pre-order bonus, it needs to be something that does not affect the overall gameplay. Doesn't take story away, doesn't do all the other kind of stuff. They don't do that, I'm perfectly cool. I have no problem with the Gears of War, selling the 3 characters at other stores, don't care. You know, but when it comes to actual gaming playable content, yeah, that I don't like it. But like you said, I don't think it's going away anymore.
No, I don't think so. It's just a...
I would have paid 1,600 Microsoft points personally to see, Baird die and Dom live. You know, just saying.
That's not...
Yeah. In the new Gears of War Judgment, Dom's the main character.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The good thing is, at least every time you play and you die, you're just reliving an epic moment every single time. You should just make sure you have a little soundboard next to you to scream no in Marcus' voice every time you die.
Be no in Coltrane's voice because it would be Baird.
No! No! You can't die!
Anyways.
You know what? I just thought of something. Speaking of that, Coltrane's number is what on his jerseys? 58, right?
Number 83, I think. Right?
83. Damn, that wouldn't work because I think I got to go check out Terry Tate's number for the office linebacker.
Are we just done with the podcast?
No, I just thought that in there. No. I just totally my brain just I got ADD. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten dinner. So
in
the hairy butt.
Harry, that was not my fault. That was all Tubbsy. Sorry.
So everybody. You know, email Leadhead pictures of your hairy butt. Oh. That's this kind of thing.
Hey,
fuck all of you.
You know what? I got a physical coming, and they're going to do the whole, you know, full physical. You want pictures? I can send you pictures.
I will dump molecular acid into my
eyes. Send instructions on how to perform the physical.
Yeah. Well, I'll stream it live and send it to Only Leadhead.
Shut up. I'm crying from just...
Okay, I think we should just wrap.
I think this podcast went to hell really fast.
This is just getting weird now. But anyways, on a serious... getting back on topic, and then we're going to get to other things. But I do want to make a comparison between Darksiders 1 and Darksiders 2 real quick. The Darksiders 1, when you get it, when you buy it, or whatever, that's it. You get Darksiders, and that is it.
Yeah, I remember.
And the thing with Darksiders 2, you got all this stuff they want to add on. They want to add on Ogle's Tomb and two more expansions, and they have all this armor and stuff. And that's what kind of really, it's just stupid because just give me the game. And that's why I like about, like, that's why I like playing Game Boy games.
You want to know a company that did that for their customers? You want to know the name of the company?
Nintendo?
Valve?
No, Infinity Ward. People would scream, give me the game, and they gave them the game every year.
Yeah,
do you want that every year?
I don't think he's talking about giving them the game every year because Infinity Ward does every two. I think he's talking about with our case,
giving
especially
them, like the whole game.
Activision, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They did do that, but I don't know. I think he's talking about more along the lines of a singular game. When you get the game, you want the one game's content. Just give me that game and let's be done with it.
Yeah, and that's why
that's boring.
And that's the comparison. I think is very.
I want to pay extra money.
Yeah, they're going to make money, and Leadhead, you should be happy they're making money because that might determine if they're going to make another Darksiders.
And
they should do a monthly subscription.
But here's what happens, here's what happened, is that me and Flux have encountered very minimal problems with Darksiders too. I mean, aside from the traversing, which it's kind of our own fault because we think faster than we can react than the game's mechanics can react to our controls. That's our fault. But some of the load times are just so, I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to get to a door and it's going to take like, you know, it doesn't take long, but it's like, and sometimes it has sound problems too, like there's going to be so much going on in the game.
I've had that.
Certain sound will come out, like we'll cut out, and it'll come back, but then there's even certain parts in the game where it'll just cut out completely and you have to restart your game. And if that doesn't fix the problem, you have to restart your system, which is annoying. But there's a lot of problems on Steam and PlayStation 3. There's a lot of problems. So people who get it on Steam are stuck with it. I don't even know if you can even get a refund on digital downloads. It's not possible. But what happened is that there's a very high trade-in value for Darksiders. I think it's at least last week when I read about it, I think it was 70%. So that's not good.
Well, that doesn't matter. So, I mean, it's a single-player game. And it's a story-based game. Most people probably took it home, played it for 3 days, beat the game, and said, okay, I'm done, took it back.
Yeah, and though if you're like me, you're going to play a game until Darksiders 3 comes out, if it does come out, but at this point, I don't know. So anyways, that was kind of my spiel on my comparison between a game that you get the game and you get the game versus you get the game and there's going to be stuff that's going to be, you know, put on top of it, like bacon or pepperoni or cheese.
Oh,
if
they find a way to put bacon in a game, I'll never play anything else.
Well, I'm just, you know.
I expected to get more laughs out of that.
No, not really.
No. Oh, well.
Anyways, if there's anyone else anything, I can't even talk.
You can make the disc smell like bacon.
That'll work. I'm good with that.
I like the sound of that.
Game discs made of bacon. But does anyone else have anything to add in regards to pre-order DLC abuse, I guess is the best way to describe that?
I wouldn't call it abuse, but yeah.
Well, Darksiders abuse of shit.
Yeah.
Anyways. So on to a more I guess, lighthearted topic.
Wait, hold on. Stop it.
Well, you know how he could fix that?
It's not one.
All right, right. Okay, wow. I got you. Okay, just...
What'd I say?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay.
Okay. We'll close it out. Fight the power. If you believe games are abusing DLC, pirate the shit out of it.
No, I can't condone piracy. Like me. Man. That just takes... Put some money in the wrong place.
Borrow the shit out of it.
Borrow the shit out of it. You can do that.
Borrow it. Borrow it from sailors.
Or future Marines.
Or future Marines.
And make sure you have at least three people pissing in that toilet, goddammit.
Hey, shut up.
You get three people on that shit right now. And throw the mattresses out them windows, boy.
And the diameter of the toilet hole is only 8 inches, so
figure out. I don't know how the hell they do it. I don't want to know how.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to have to find out the hard way.
I guess you are. All right, lad.
Go ahead and close it out. Turn Darksiders. Pause it. Pause Darksiders.
Lead head.
I'm not playing it. I haven't touched the controller since we started.
Close us out, man. Your job.
Thanks.
What do you mean, I have to end the call?
No. Dankies everywhere.
End the podcast. This has been the podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm so retarded.
This has been the podcast.
I'm editing this out, by the way.
I'm so sorry. Well, this has been the Warhounds podcast discussing pre-order and sensitive abuse. And I hope you enjoyed our very messy outro to this episode. And just on the next episode, thank you very much for listening. And thank you for your continued support.
Fetch me their pork chops. Yeah.